Jackson named the exhibition the Land Claim after a conversation she had with one of the members of the Shinnecock Indian Nation, Kelly Dennis, a lawyer involved in the ongoing land disputes, who helped her understand that the story of the Hamptons is directly related to land appropriation. The exhibition gives insight into many underrecognized narratives of this land, including the parcel the Parish Art Museum sits on. She talks about the Shinnecock Nation's movement to reclaim stolen land. The land claim boils down to what happened in the year 1859, when New York State passed legislation to authorize Southampton to legally get rid of the 1,000-year lease promising us the Shinnecock Hills, which is over 4,000 acres of land. They promised that to us for 1,000 years in 1703, and they broke that promise in 1859. Additionally, the importance of Joseph Albers' interaction of color to Jackson is evident in her work. In her past research projects, which include re-examining the Brown v. Board of Education II court case fought by Thurgood Marshall, she found that the language Albers used to describe the interaction between colors can be seen as a parallel to the historical language used to describe racial segregation. This led Jackson to learn how to use properties of color perception to reference the stories and histories embedded in her paintings.